This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
The National Weather Service put red flag warnings up across much of the state. That's for low humidities and high winds. And we combine that with the extremely dry vegetative conditions that we have. Every spark is going to ignite a fire.
Our primary objective is structural protection and just trying to stop the spread of the fire into the adjacent houses.
Primary focus continues to be on life safety. At this time, we do not know the number of evacuees that we had.
It's gone. Everything, you know, we were out busy. We managed to save our dogs and stuff, but that's it. We got the clothes on our back.
We haven't seen anybody. There's not much they can. There's so much going on that, you know, the resources are short.
I'm as frustrated as all of you at the scarcity of information that we have at this point.
We will be making arrests if there are looters. We're already starting to see that problem, so we will enforce the law. Stay out of the burn area, stay out of the evacuated areas.
We need the wind to die down. We need to get the aircraft overhead. We need to get the resources on scene, and so we can slow down the progress of this fire.
And we're going to need to hang together as we go through this.
Voices from residents and authorities as deadly wildfires again ripped across Northern California on Sunday, burning more than 100,000 acres in the region's wine country. Multiple fires are still burning across Sonoma, Napa, and Mendocino counties north of San Francisco, forcing tens of thousands of people to evacuate and destroying 1,500 structures, including mobile parks, homes, and wineries. At least 10 people have died. Dozens more went to hospitals for fire and smoke-related injuries. About 100 people have been reported missing as well, but the cause of the fire is still unknown. John Sepulveda is the host of the California Report, and he was in Santa Rosa yesterday, which sustained heavy damage. John, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
What did you see in Santa Rosa when you were there?
I saw a mess. It was a hellscape. It is a hellscape. I saw homes that were completely leveled, pipes exposed. There were gas pipes that were still turned on. So reminiscent of, you know, kind of oil derricks that they can't shut off. They're just burning gas, flames. I saw a 20-foot high flame at one gas valve. The authorities have to let them burn because if they don't, the fire could travel underneath and blow up the entire town and the tanks underneath. It's just an incredibly scary situation. I saw a hotel burn to the ground, the Hilton. Just surreal experience watching firefighters. We heard in that montage you were playing, the lack of resources. They have 300 firefighters in Napa. I was somewhere around that same neighborhood in Santa Rosa, which is adjacent. And they have to decide, because there are so many fires burning at once, firefighters have to decide, can we save this? Can we do it in a way that will not cause any injury to firefighters? And of course, if there's the potential loss of life, they're not going to do it. Or if they need to save someone, rescue someone, they will do that as well. But that puts firefighters in the situation where they're letting structures burn. I mean, it's just a surreal situation.
And with so much work in an overwhelming fire for firefighters, John, are reinforcements pouring in from other jurisdictions or other states?
Yeah, so Kern County, I saw one firefighting truck from Kern County yesterday, which that is a haul. That's like driving somewhere like from Tennessee to Philadelphia, somewhere in that vicinity. So we're talking a large stretch of land, and we're expecting more folks to come. But even that, we don't. It's almost impossible to say, because there are so many fires burning at the same time in very suburban, I would describe them, areas. I mean, some of these are towns and cities, but for the most part, think track homes, think mobile home parks, think, you know, a little bit of space. There is a lot of ground to cover, but a lot to burn. And it is just a scary situation where it doesn't seem that the whole National Guard could be called in, which I believe it has been. Don't quote me on that. And I still don't think they can get a handle on these fires. Some of the stuff is just going to have to burn.
Fires are burning out of control north of San Francisco in several counties known as the Wine Country, Napa County, Sonoma County, Mendocino, and others. Thousands of structured burns and homes as well. John Sepulveda of the California Report, thanks for keeping an eye on it for us. We'll keep with you on this story.
Thanks, Todd.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.